This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Since Sleeping Giants got a start, a great number of brands have taken steps to make sure that they do not appear on Breitbart. The site had about 649 advertisers on its website last month, showing around 1,902 different display ads, according to data from Moat Pro, a digital ad intelligence product. That was down from 3,300 advertisers and 11,500 display ads in November 2016. Sleeping Giant's count of departed advertisers is closer to 4,000. A Syracuse researcher has found that Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, has used Facebook to target ads at U.S. citizens in potential violation of outstanding laws meant to protect Americans from domestic propaganda. Forecasts estimate that by 2020, there will be 20.4 billion internet-connected devices in use worldwide. In the latest uproar for the business consultancy McKinsey, internal uproar forced them to cancel a $20 million contract with ICE over outrage internally at the caging of children. This follows the scandal recently involving the company in South Africa. Since the Supreme Court decision in 2000, plaintiffs who bring age discrimination suits against state employers cannot collect damages. Women in many developed countries, including the U.S., Canada, Britain, Japan, Norway, and Australia, are now more educated than men. As recently as 2000, roughly half of U.S. teens between 16 and 20 worked summer jobs, but that proportion dropped to about 30% during a financial crisis, rising to 35% in 2017. Average debt load for graduates in 2015-16 was $30,301, about the same as estimated for previous 3 years, according to the Department of Education analysis conducted every 4 years. Google's Translate app has more than 500 million users and translates 143 billion words a day into and out of dozens of languages. Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal lawyer, recorded conversations 2 months before the election with Trump on a payoff to a former Playboy model over a year-long affair in 2006, shortly after Melania Trump, his wife, had their son, Barron. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFN.